Mrs. Bennett, present, Mrs. Lewis, Mrs. Lovett.
Item two, building.
Just probably some vacation, so it fits that.
Public participation, you didn't have anybody that signed up, does anybody wish to speak for 3 minutes? Item five, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Do you have the one from Cindy? Change that?
The correction or just?
Just how I'm doing.
Okay.
Can I have a motion to approve the agenda? Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Item six, board business. Can I have a motion to approve the resolution for sale and purchase of real estate between the City of Norwood School and the City of Norwood parcels 43-WD-TM-SUM-CR17, Cleveland Master Road, for the widening project in the amount of $64,790, tax pending. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carried. Under board business, item B, can I have a motion to approve the resolution supporting the DARE program and tax pending? Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Under item C, can I have a motion to approve the change order between Norwood City Schools and CT Taylor Construction and tax pending C?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under board business, item D, can I have a motion to approve the negotiated agreement between Norwood Classroom Teachers Association, NCTA, and Norwood City School District Board of Education, which was ratified by the NCTA on May 27, 2016. This agreement will be in effect from July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2018. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Butler?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Motion carries four with one extension. Approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes, tax pending D? Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Under item eight, treasurer's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the treasurer's recommendations, items A through H?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Under superintendent's recommendations, personnel. Can I have a motion to approve personnel retirement resignation, leave and terminations, under A, one through five?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item B, can I have a motion to approve contracts, items B and C?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under personnel. personnel, items D and E. Can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel, items D and E?
So moved. Is that your second?
Yeah. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item F. Can I have a motion to approve following supplemental contract? Item F, please.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes. I want to vote on this separately because I'm going to be voting no. And I'm not voting no on Mr. Stats because I know he's a good coach. But I'm voting no on the process and what all took place during this. We're not elected to run the district. We're elected to hire the people that do run the district. And that's not what went on with this wrestling appointment. We've been hearing that this was going to happen for months. So it's not our job and it's not the way the district should be run. So that's the reason I'm voting no, but I wanted everybody to know that I'm not voting no on Mr. Stats.
I have to agree with Cindy. I don't know Mr. Stats. I've heard great things about him. I'm sure that he'll do a wonderful job, but I agree the process was not appropriately followed here. That's not how you replace a coach or anyone for that matter.
What was the process?
I don't know. What was it? About 8 months ago, this is what we heard was going to happen. And then all along we've been hearing, and then we're going to get rid of the other coach, but he resigned because he wasn't let himself be put in that position to, you know, be fired. And then I heard after he resigned from somebody from another district, we hadn't even posted the position, but, oh, I heard Mr. Stats is your new wrestling coach. I said, well, that's interesting because we haven't even posted the position yet. So it's been a lot. I mean, it's been a lot. It's been months of this is what we've been hearing, what's going on, and it's just not the way this district should be run. So, what do you know?
Dave, how many people applied for the position?
Just Mr. Stats.
Well, of course nobody else applied because they knew it was already a done deal. You know, nobody's going to apply and put themselves in that position, so.
Well, how do you know that, though, Cindy? I mean, honestly, how do you know that there's a done deal? How is anything a done deal?
I don't know about great months, you know?
Well, right, you said hearsay, just like always, because you've never heard it from anybody's mouth directly, so now you're going to publicly, in a meeting, try to attack people. You know what you're saying, you know what you're trying to do. I'm just saying.
No, I'm
one
saying
person applied for the position. It's just like anything else. If we have a position open and you have one person that applies for it, it's open to anybody.
Sure, yes. But would you apply for a position that you knew was a done deal 6 or 8 months ago?
So you're telling me everybody in every school district knew that it was a done deal?
Well, I heard from another district that we had already hired him and we hadn't even posted the position.
I don't want to have a negative connotation towards the person. You said that the person, you don't want any negative connotation.
No, I have nothing against him, no.
So we don't want to reject an individual.
You won't be rejected. Well, no, I mean, it has nothing to do, you know, this has happened, years and years this has happened. People have voted no because of, you know, different little things going on. It's not.
Because I don't even know him personally.
Oh, well, I've met him, but I don't really know him. But I've heard good things about him. It's not him. Like I said, it's not him.
So Dave, do you recommend him?
Yes, that's why he's on the agenda.
We have a good recommendation from our superintendent.
Well, and I would say I know Dan Stats. I went to school with Dan Stats, and I mean, he is.
Nobody's questioning his character or how good a coach he will be.
No further discussion. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
No.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mrs. Weber?
No.
Motion carries 3-2. Moving on, can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental items G through D?
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mrs. Weber?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve the following stipend and extended time to
Yes. Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Benner?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Please make sure your mics are on. I think you just turned it on.
I have a motion to approve the following summer work positions and O through R.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Benner?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items?
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Benner?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands? Mr. Yule?
And they do have a couple things.
Could you guys speak up a little bit, please? Yeah, we can't hear.
We had a very brief discussion regarding the potential for having the athletic director as an administrative position at a previous board meeting. There has been some increased interest in discussing that. I still think that that is the best process for us to follow up this position that that we need a full-time person in. I would say also that I did have discussions with leadership with the NCTA because it called for the removal of the supplemental position. They're fine with that. So I just wanted to throw that out. We need to move on one way or the other. We're going to begin interviewing, and I need to know whether I'm limited to that as a supplemental position to get the way we've done it in the past, or that whether or not we can create a full-time position for the athletic director.
I do have a question about that. I'd like to know what has changed, because Cindy and I tried to discuss this issue a month ago, and we were told, we got three votes, no, we're done. Mm-hmm. So the job gets posted, we get three internal candidates and 14 outside candidates who are not interested in a part-time position, and now we're interested in discussing it again. We were told there was no money, we can't do it. So I'm not sure what has changed as to why we're now able to discuss it.
Well, and I would just say I had a conversation with Mr. Yule. I didn't feel like we discussed it as much as we should have that evening, and he wanted to bring it back up for discussion. And so, you know, I feel like it's appropriate to have some sort of final, you know, and I will say, I when I left the meeting the last time, I did think it was fine.
Cindy and I did as well.
Since then, there seems to be some interest from the board in looking at that position again, and so that's why I brought it up.
So do we have additional money now that we're able to make it an independent position?
There is no additional money other than the forecast ended up being a little bit better than anticipated, but no, there's no additional money.
I just have one other question. Has NCTA voted on removing it as a supplemental? Do you know?
No, they have not had a vote on it, but I have talked to the leadership and been assured that there would be no problem with that because they're in support of it being a full-time position as well. Now, that's the leadership. Obviously, you go around and talk to every individual.
I will say from my perspective, I reached out to Mr. Dunn for several different reasons. We had two or three internal candidates?
Two.
Okay, so we had two internal candidates and quite a few. It was 11 external candidates?
Actually,
or did it increase?
It went to about 13 or 14 total external. As it is with any position, some of those would be ones that didn't have the experience or qualifications really to do that job, but there were still other candidates.
So I did some research on my own. We had a list of schools that have athletic directors that are both supplemental full-time. I called other schools outside of that, talked to them about responsibilities of a full-time athletic director as opposed to a supplemental. Got pay scales of what they started at when they were hired for at first. Our pay scale was $75,000 when it was brought to the table. That was a discussion point. The other part is our budget wasn't positive when that position was brought to the table. Since then, it's changed a little bit, but not dramatic, okay? So I talked to Mr. Dunn and I said, is there any possibility that we can look at this position, maybe bring down the salary, correct?
Correct.
And try to get it closer to what we currently spend as a supplemental with full-time teacher. And he did that in the district update. It's not a done deal. I appreciate him talking to me and discussing it further, but there are several things that have changed since that last discussion. And number two is we have multiple people that are interested in a position that wouldn't take a part-time position. I understood, I said it at the meeting that I would support a full-time athletic director if times or financially things were different, and at the time they were different. That's why I said that I can't see spending the money that we don't have. We now have recovered some funds from several different product line, mostly the insurance, from what I understand, and Dave has taken it a step further and looked at reducing the starting pay. So that's my side of things.
Okay, but so are you still looking at just an athletic director or someone who is going to manage all of our buildings with a new high school?
As my definition of the job description would be, I think the person needs to be able to manage our facilities. You know, I think that we haven't had very many, but if you take a look at what our athletic director has done in the past, part of their responsibility has been scheduling other groups other than just athletics. So I do think that is one of the reasons why it makes sense to have someone harder. Not only our athletic facilities, but our facilities and student groups in general are growing, and I would expect them to continue to grow. And so having someone oversee that, I think makes a lot of sense.
Well, and then another question I have is the majority of the board thought that it was important that the person have coaching experience.
I said athletic experience. Is what I said.
I think
they should have both, yes.
Athletic experience.
Which I still stick with that. Is an athletic director, and you call around to other schools, athletic directors have had athletic experience. And I think that if you have an athletic director, that not only do they need to be organized and all the other things that were mentioned, they have to have athletic experience.
I think the position is broader than that.
It's not.
It's much broader than that. If you're talking about somebody who's going to operate and manage our facilities and these programs, I mean, you had listed the auditorium, you know, what were the other
jobs? We need someone to help schedule all of that.
Right. So, I mean, that's broader than just someone with athletic experience.
And I will say, again, that our athletic director has had that responsibility in the past. It's just that we were using what have been considered athletic facilities for other activities. Now we'll have a separate facility for band and other types of activities. But I still think that when it comes to scheduling that, we need someone to oversee that whole process, and I would see this person doing that.
Well, I guess from your role and your position, I mean, do you feel that it's important that the individual have athletic experience or
coaching?
On
my list of things that I would like that person to have, that would certainly be on there. Would that be number one? I would say that that's not, in my opinion, the absolute necessity. I think is when you take a look at the things that person is responsible for, a lot of it are things like communication, marketing, we've got the athletic council, we've got all the activities, we've got the scheduling, we've got the budgeting. So I do think that someone involved in athletics and slash activities is a good fit. But what you end up doing is, it's like we do when we interview so many other positions. You have that, all those lists of things that you would like somebody to have. The chances of us interviewing someone that absolutely would go down through the checklist and they've got everything probably isn't going to happen. So you go through the interview process and you try to identify that person who has the best mixture of those qualities and that you think can do the job. And as we go through that, that's who I would end up recommending.
And of the internal candidates that were interested, did you feel that either one was qualified? I mean, I don't know who applied. I might have a guess, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, I would say I certainly felt like we have a qualified internal candidate. That has, I will say, though, too, that, you know, as when it was identified as a part-time position, we had two internal candidates. As a full-time position, we have more than that. We have four internal candidates.
Do you want this to, is it going to still be the title athletic director, or is this a more facilities manager?
And I think you can even do athletics slash facilities. I don't think it makes a big difference. The job description will identify what they need to be able to do.
Dave, when you called around and asked these schools, the list that you gave us of athletic director, supplemental, full-time, can you share what you learned from those schools as far as the type of people they have? I think because we're getting confused because we have an business operations manager that you and I spoke about could potentially run or do certain things with the district. Something we said about the auditorium somebody else could potentially do it, but you felt the strong need for somebody to do it.
And that would be the case with a lot of things. Somebody else, yes, I will say somebody else could potentially do that. If you're hiring a full-time person, though, I would think it makes sense to have them, as they start, have as much of that responsibility as you can. I mean, that's one of the reasons for having a full-time position in life.
I think you want one person to be doing it, because that's the problem now. We've got different people in different buildings scheduling different things, and that's where the conflicts come in. You need one person that people send the request to, answer to, whatever, however you want to put it, that they are the ones who schedule.
Well, I don't disagree with any of it, but I mean, if you call around and you ask schools, athletic directors are responsible for the athletic facilities, the gyms, some schools, their sports and activities use cafeterias, things of that nature. So they're responsible for that. I think, with this being a new position, we need to, if this goes through, we don't know what the workload's going to be for a full-time position as opposed to the supplemental at this point. I've talked to many schools and they said, you know what, you guys are at the level from an athletic standpoint that you could support a full-time person. But that was prior to our first discussion. So I want us to really think about trying to pigeonhole this position to, broaden it up. Obviously it's a concern or an issue that, I say that I would prefer athletic experience in this position. I think it's, when you look at the athletics versus the other things that we're trying to throw in with the position, I don't think some people understand the importance of somebody having athletic experience in dealing with our coaches and leagues and things like that. It's, I know it's not A's and B's and getting kids to college, but it's very important. These kids rely on extracurricular activities that we offer as a school. And I think we're losing the scope there. So.
And I absolutely wouldn't want to put anybody in that position that would have a negative impact on any of our student activities, athletics, sports, whatever. I mean, absolutely would not want to do that.
And I'm not talking about a person. I'm saying we're talking about just throwing in something that, you know, for example, was it Woodridge? Woodridge that has a separate student activities director as a supplemental as opposed to an athletic director, right?
That was a full-time position.
Right, right. But they're separate, right? Don't they have somebody on your
list? No, that was not my understanding. They didn't have a full-time athletic or activities person and a full-time athletic director. Now, they may have had, because so many of places do the same thing we do. When you start talking about the number of events people have to attend and so forth, we end up having faculty managers, or some places they call them assistant athletic directors or whatever, just to help with the coverage of events, because you can't expect one person to be at every event.
Okay.
So
yeah, it said Woodridge has full-time athletic director and then they have an additional activities director.
Full-time.
I don't know, it doesn't say if it's full-time. Like Hudson has a full-time athletic director, it says additional Hudson High School athletic supervisor. So I'm not sure how to read your, because I didn't talk
about that. You also have to look at districts though that are comparable in size.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, Woodridge is pretty comparable to us. I mean, in the ones that are comparable in size, there's a lot of supplemental. I mean, Copley's bigger than us. They have a half athletic director, half high school principal. Their principal's half athletic director. And they're bigger than us.
Right.
So, I mean,
I think you have to look at just our district individually and not necessarily what other districts are doing.
Well, what I'm saying is that I looked at the range when I reached out to these schools. I mean, this is important. I mean, I'm not saying just because I'm a Norton graduate and I was a sports person. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's important to the school. And to me, I mean, you know,
I would just reiterate what I said a few minutes ago. I think one of the things that you do when you have a position, especially one like this, you're looking at the people that you're interviewing, and you need to be ready to accentuate what their skills are. We haven't interviewed anybody yet, so to say that I know exactly what kind of athletic experience or activities experience or whatever that person might have, you know, I would not want to pigeonhole myself into a position that says that we have to have this. I think you go through the process of interviewing everybody and seeing what the best fit for Norton is.
Two questions, if you don't mind, and then I'll be done.
This person's in charge of evaluations. How can you evaluate coaches and be a role model for coaches if you've never coached or played sports? I mean, if we want to take Norton Athletics to the direction that we want to take it, you're going to have leadership. And that's why, for me, to support that position, they have to have the past experience of playing and coaching so we can get good evaluations. That's how I personally feel.
Well, I understand that, but my argument to that would be a lot of, when you start talking about evaluating coaches, much like evaluating teachers, you can't be an expert in everything. So you're going to have someone who maybe has absolutely no football experience at all evaluating a football coach. So what are you evaluating that on? You're not evaluating that person on access and others. You're evaluating that person based on their ability to work with students, how they handle themselves, how they get students to participate,
coaching,
are they organized, all those kinds of things. And that's what we do. And we have building principals that evaluate foreign language. They may have never taught foreign language. I mean, there's a lot more to an evaluation process than being an expert in that particular sport, because we will not find somebody. You know, he got in my last update, I mentioned the interest of people starting lacrosse. As we, not that that I know that we're going to have across 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road, whatever. But if that happened, the chances of us having someone who has a lot of knowledge in lacrosse, I would guess, is pretty slim as an athletic director. So again, you're looking at that, you're looking at more at leadership skills, organization, management, all those kinds of things, than expertise in particular sports. But that's how I see it.
Question would be, what if this, I guess, why would, or Cindy, because obviously you don't feel that athletic experience is important for the position.
I'm not saying that it's not the end all. I mean, somewhat, but no, I mean, your email said it's an absolute must that they have extensive coaching experience. I don't think that's...
I said athletic experience. I did not, I think you're confusing coaching versus athletic. I said experience in athletics is what I said.
So you think they should have played sports?
No, I think that they should have been a part. I mean, we have ex-athletic directors or assistant athletic directors, to my understanding, that have applied, correct?
I don't think applicants is necessarily appropriate. Yeah, right. We have people with athletic experience that have applied. Absolutely, we do.
Right. And I athletic director, I mean, I do. I mean, I'm not going to refrain from that. I think it's a, I think that if you're a head coach, I've been a head coach. I don't know if you had a family member or somebody that's been a head coach, but usually if you're a head coach, you're pretty organized. And I'm not saying everybody, okay, because I know there's exceptions out there. You're pretty organized. You spend a lot of time that, I mean, sure, the position's paid, but if you count the money for the hours that you put in, just like any other position, a teacher or anything else, it's minuscule. They deal with parents. They've dealt with parents. They've dealt with complaints. I think that those things contribute to a successful person. I'm not saying that they have to have the other aspects of what we expect an athletic director to have. Good communication skills. I don't know how you read that. I know how I would read it from when I do interviews at a company. But I mean, I think it's imperative. It's an athletic, and if we came down to it, this was my point. You have your checklist, which I don't know how you do it. You're the expert at it, it's your job. And we talked about this. You have your checklist, or you do, you create it, we just approve it. Okay, you recommend it, but me, I have my checklist, and if they hit this qualification, this qualification, just like an army, you get extra points, you know. I don't want to discuss it because I'm getting people that are looking other ways.
Well, no,
I'm saying I think you're absolutely right. They should get extra credit per se if they have athletic experience because we're interviewing for an athletic director.
And I really think we're saying the same thing. The only thing that, because I do think you have to weigh all those things. Everybody's experience as an applicant is one of the things that you weigh as you go through the process. I think the only confusion, if there is any, is some sense that it's an absolute that the person has to have coached.
See, this is what's been going on in this district. Dave, we've hired Dave to run the district. Dave evaluates every position that comes up, you know, open. We have a new building coming up. Dave has said, we need to have somebody, our athletic director resigned. We need to have somebody that's an athletic director. Plus, we need to encompass the new facilities within that. What we're doing is micromanaging. Dave he does this with every position over the years. We don't need this one, we need this one. Hey, let's add this to that. That's, and you know, it's great calling in districts, but you know what? This is Norton. And we don't have the money to hire a facilities manager and an athletic director. And if that position has to be melded together somehow so that we can afford to take care of our $32 million project that we just built, then that's what we do. But we're arguing with him about what we think the position should be. He's the guy in charge. He's the guy who should say, this is the position we need. And if we don't like it, vote it down. I mean, we can have discussion, but obviously it's getting to the point where we're micromanaging here, and that's what's...
And I appreciate the conversation, but money is where I'm going to wind up on. And Mr. Carmody help and part of his job description, facilities.
You know, can he assist it? And yes, I mean, he's put together, you know, one room with a new software program for DynaCal that I think will help with scheduling and so forth. But when you talk about being in charge of non-certified employees, being the lead contact on new facility construction and on renovation, I don't think that it's reasonable to assume that he can take on more. I mean, his plate's full.
But I don't know how we can add a $65,000 plus benefit position when we're in the midst of not passing a benefit.
Well, and I said before, and I still will say this, and you know, if that's the decision, that's fine. I thought that's where we were before. But it's not $65,000. It's more like $10,000 to $15,000 is difference in cost. But it is still more money. I will never argue that it's not more money. There will be an additional expense to it. And you can't put a number on that because to some extent it depends on who you hire. If you go out and hire somebody with 0 years of experience, you know, that's fresh out of college, it wouldn't cost as much more at all. But that's not who, if you're sitting down and you really want to protect your student activities, your athletics and everything else, then that's not who you hire. And when we look at the candidate pool, you know, if we want to throw out anybody who has experience and get down to someone that costs less, I wouldn't recommend doing it that way. But I understand the concern about cost, but it isn't $65,000. I think an appropriate number to use would be $10,000 or $15,000.
Were you referencing like his district up there, $65,000? Started, yeah, not difference.
And where did that salary come from? Because we talked. I mean, is that just an approximate, or because it was?
Well, we could.
72
you know,
72.
We can start it. What you do with that is if we bring it down, then. To some extent, what you end up doing is you limit your your applicant pool. That's what happens. At $75,000, are you going to get an experienced potential athletic director that's coming over? I think you're more apt to have that kind of situation.
Well, that was my point.
If you drop it,
the lower looks better always, but in the long run. You don't get the experience, and you need somebody with some kind of life experience here.
Well, I feel like we're not trying to micromanage the new position, number one. Number two, you know, we decided that, you know, we're trying to work together here. We try to work together. But if we're going to create a new position, we want something in this too, and that has to have somebody with athletic experience, / I believe coaching experience, if you want to go that direction. But it's kind of like, it's either this way or no way. And I think that working together is the way we resolve things. So I'm willing to work with, I think Lewis is also. But there's some things we want in this new position. I think that's fair.
I don't think it's a want, it's a recommendation. And Dave, I want you to please confirm this, that your and I discussion on the phone was purely a discussion. My statement to Dave was, it's your responsibility to recommend somebody. I'm not calling shots. And I know you referenced my email, but you also replied to an email and said the person needs to have this, this, and this.
Yes.
And don't forget that you did that as well.
I did, but I didn't either.
Dave, did I not say it's your responsibility to recommend somebody? I just talked to Dave, and I'm talking to you guys about, I make phone calls to other districts. Again, I'm going to bring that back up. You come with your way. You don't have any opinions or ideas from other districts. Okay? I'm saying I called and I asked, and you say 65 is the low end. 65 is not the low end. A lot of districts that are our size started at 58 or 60,000 for the athletic director for their first year. I called. Okay.
Well, good. So you're calling Hudson too. I mean,
I didn't call Hudson.
We referenced Hudson.
Well, I referenced Hudson because that's the list that Dave gave us.
Well, and here's where I think we need to be with this. The real situation is, if we're talking about people expressing their interest in the position. What's their opinion of the types of things and skill set that this person should have, or that they have an interest in this person having? You know, I'd be more than happy to take all those. But I will say, in the end, if the position is created, I need to have the flexibility to sit down, do the interviews, and identify the person. And when you have five different board members sitting around with, that may have different interests, understand the person that I select may not have everybody's list of things that you want. If that's just the reality of the process. I think the real question is, do we want to create the position or not? And if it's a financial situation, I understand that. But we need to come to grips with whether or not we're going to create the position, so that then, if we are, that I'll go through the interview process. You can send me whatever you think that you want me to consider. But Mr. Shaner, Mr. Howerton, and I will begin the interview process, and we'll go through and end up with a recommendation back to the board.
Hold on. Could you chime in? Because I'm looking at this. I don't want to interview people with mixed signals. I don't think that's appropriate. Could you give us a financial perspective on this? And what, I mean, we're already a $400,000 projected shortfall. So taking away from, you know, chiming in on what we're trying to tell our superintendent to do, where do you see this financially?
Well, if we do it as it's currently set up, it's a stipend of about $7,000 and extended time of $5,000. It's $12,000 on top of somebody's salary. If it's a supplemental. But then we're pulling that person out of the classroom. They're currently a teacher. We're pulling them out of the classroom because they have to be free during the day to do the other things. So then we have to hire somebody to replace them in the classroom.
At a cost of,
I don't think
a teacher.
It depends on if we hire a brand new teacher, so it could be $35,000 to $45,000. When I put new teachers in, I usually put them in at 45, which is a bachelor's plus, because most people who graduate from college now have their bachelor's plus, maybe not their master's, and up to about 5 years seems to be an average. So that's $45,000. So that altogether is $57,000. Could we get a brand new teacher? Yes, and it depends on what, if we pull somebody out that you're gonna hire that's, I don't know you hire physics, but you know, one of those teachers that's not the run-of-the-mill teacher, I don't mean that bad. You know, the teachers is more specialized, they're a little bit harder to find, and sometimes you can't get the new one, so it.
Is this a teacher that's teaching full-time, or the 2 periods a day, or the 3 periods a day? Which are you talking about?
Well, that's how it's scheduled. If you're pulling, what we currently do, or what we did with Mr. Miller, was he taught 2 periods, we hired somebody else to fill in those periods, and then he was free the rest of the day.
Right.
I think on that case, we were kind of lucky because we found somebody who was willing to come in and work 2 periods a day, who could teach and do a good job.
Yes.
I don't know that that's always the case if it's social studies or math or science that you're going to be able to pull
a
qualified candidate in for 2 periods. I can't answer that. I don't know.
I think you have to anticipate that you're hiring a teacher, whether it's 0 years or 5 years,
you have to anticipate hiring a teacher. I don't know that.
Yeah, because educationally, that is not a good decision. You know, who are you going to get?
It might be somebody who's retired, who wants to work part-time. I don't know.
But, nobody's going to want to come here that's good for 2 periods a day. People want a full-time job, you know, and so educationally, I don't think that's
possible. I think on the high end, if we do it the way it's currently done, we spend $57,000, give or take a little bit, but I think that's about where it would fall.
So we get
it. Low end, you could probably take $10,000 off of that if you get a brand new teacher.
We'll be at or where we were at.
On the low one.
From what we pay currently? Yeah, we'd be about where we're at. It's hard to compare because Mr. Miller
is a very experienced teacher, so his salary, you know, you're looking at his salary, his is a lot higher. So if you're truly looking at the, you can't really look at that. You just have to look at what is it if we do it currently, if we pull a teacher out, or what is it if we hire somebody full-time. So basically, either way you do it, I think you'd be hiring somebody full-time. You're either hiring full-time to teach, or you're hiring them as a full-time administrator. You get first with the administrators because they can evaluate, and they can do things that the teacher can't do.
That frees up.
Because the other, whoever's the athletic director, you know, we're going to hire a teacher, and the athletic director's going to do their stuff during the day, the scheduling, the evaluations, whatever it is that they have to do, but they can't evaluate.
So then that falls to Mr. Howerton.
Right, it falls to Mr. Howerton and Mr. Shaner to do. So if you've got somebody, I don't want to say sitting around doing nothing because that implies the wrong thing. I don't mean it that way at all. But if you have somebody who's not able to evaluate and do that kind of stuff during the day.
Because it's a bargain and most of the bargain.
They're doing the other stuff, but then that's putting something else on them. So
that's why the good number to use is you take all those things and understand it can vary by $5,000 to $7,000. But if you throw out $15,000, that's the difference. I think you're in the ballpark.
The numbers I'm looking at now is $8,000.
Yeah, and it could be as low as that. You don't know who you're hiring.
Right. And it's 65, but I don't know if that's the target either. I mean, that's...
You said 50. What school is 57?
No.
She said 57.
I thought you said there was a district in a lot of people.
You did say 58.
Yeah, 58.
Who is that?
Yeah, Manchester.
So if it was at 58, what would be the difference?
$1,000.
But I also did say they were smaller. I don't want this to be a numbers thing because all I did was I did my research and say there's districts, some are small, some of the smaller districts pay more than we do.
Yeah.
So you can't do it that. I just said that my point was is I called and said, where did the 75? Because our discussion was short.
The 75 came from our salary.
Right. I know. And that's what I'm just saying. I don't want this to blow up into that. My point is I just called and did some research to find out, is 75 high? Could we potentially, you know, and that's the, I called Stephanie, I called you, just asking a question. That's simply all
you know,
I did.
It's very, you can call around and get all the numbers you want, but it is so spread across the board because when you're getting the number, okay, this is what this district pays, you have to really get down to the nitty gritty. How much experience does that person have? You know, all those things. So it's kind of not comparing apples to apples. You know what I mean? It's like when, you know, anything. We're always trying to compare different districts and things. And it's just when we're going to hire administrators, it's hard because you get this schedule and you get 15 different.
You know, and I will say too, when I talk about it, one of the things that's really tough about putting a number on that is because if you really wanted to try to do it, what you need to do, and people are all over the board with this, is, okay, what do you pay your athletics, call them the athletic department, support staff, call them whatever you want, because some people have three faculty managed, some people have two, some people have two part-time ADs, some people have an AD, and as you said, a principal that's a, you know, a third high school principal, assistant principal, then assistant principal, athletic director. And so the cost of managing that is more than just the athletic director. It's all those things combined. And that's what makes it so tough to put a number on and look at other districts. We don't have as many people sharing those responsibilities, which is one of our challenges as well as many districts do.
When you and I talked, you discussed talking to the candidates that applied, not knowing that it was a part-time position. In your conversation with them, did any of them, and I know this can be different, did any of them give an indication of, you know what, yeah, this isn't going to work, but if you can get it to a certain level?
You know, I talked to quite a few of them because I called them up, really. And I can't say that I remember any specific numbers to come because I tried to avoid that. The conversation was more, you apply for the job, understand, would you be interested if it's a part-time job? so we should be interested in it. Only be interested if it ends up being a full-time job. And so, I mean, we didn't talk, numbers is, somebody may have mentioned what they needed. There was a little bit of that, I can't really remember specifically, but it was not, I was not trying to get, the purpose of my conversation was not, at that particular point in time, was not trying to gauge what that dollar level bottom needed to be. It was, do we have people out there that are interested in coming, being the athletic director if it's a part-time job?
And I want to say, when we're talking dollars and you're saying part-time, I think when you call, the numbers that I gave you were if one of our current teachers decided to take the job and we hired somebody to replace them. If we don't have a current teacher that did it and you went out to hire somebody, we said, okay, then we would only pay them four
sevenths of the day plus all the subs.
Because that's the time that we would need them here. You know, our regular teaching staff is still teaching, so we would model their pay after when Mr. Miller was the athletic director. So when we said 4.7, that would be like 4.7 of $45,000, which wasn't a lot. It was below 30,000 plus the 12,000 on top of that. So to say that we were saying, well, that's where that part-time thing came up. Because you wouldn't go out and hire somebody full-time when you don't have that, okay.
Would it be safe to say that the range, if this is a new position, would be somewhere between 65 to 75? Is that
yes.
What we're looking at? Okay.
Yes. I think that's fair.
Okay. Would you repost it if we decided?
We're up against it right now. And I think we've got plenty of, I mean, we've got, let me say it this way. Before I reposted it, I would go through the interview process with all the people who expressed interest. And if there was a candidate in there that I felt good about and I thought would do a good job, then I would bring that person to the board as a recommendation. If I went through that process and didn't find anybody, then I would repost it.
If it changed, I would want to repost it so that we could have a fair look at it.
Yeah, how would that work? I don't, because we...
It was not posted as part-time. It was posted as at the...
Well, I kind of got that after you said you had to call them and they rejected it part-time, but they were cool.
I
haven't done
something. I didn't catch that.
I think we could have a bigger pool of applicants if it's posted. I know we would.
Well, I don't know that that's necessary.
If it's changed or something.
It was posted as
yeah, like you said, yes. It wasn't posted
as
part-time.
It depends on where it goes in the paper today.
Well, but the other thing that you could say that, and I don't necessarily agree that we would have more, because we're sitting here and it's June 20th. People that are looking for positions to leave the district are doing that right now. You get into July, people are hesitant to do that.
What's their date that they have to?
Is it July 15th?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's July 15th, and then they might not even be allowed. And we've had that happen. Hasn't happened very much. We went through an interview situation a few years ago and selected a candidate, and the other district wouldn't release them. So we're not in a position, if we were having this discussion in May and we wanted to repost it, I would be inclined to agree with you. But at this point, I think we're shooting ourselves in the foot, prolonging the process.
Posting's about 10 days. How long is it posting?
Yeah, I mean, you really should put it up 10. You can put it up 5, but...
It's an administrative one.
Yeah.
It takes us almost 2 July.
Well, and again, I would feel differently about it if we didn't have it. Stack of applicants.
I'm just torn with the dollar adding, you know, cost, because what are we supposed to say to the taxpayer? Since the levy failed, you created 2 administrative level positions.
2.
So
2.
I do.
That's not creative.
Yeah, that's not creative. That's no. Replacing a contract.
Well, it's still the same money. It's not new. I mean, we have to take care of our computers and stuff.
I understand, but I'm just having a tough time with dollars. Where are we cutting?
Excuse me?
Where are we cutting dollars? for every cut he's making.
You know, we look to do that, and we look to do that across the board. And so when you're, sometimes when we're hiring new teachers, we reduce salaries there.
I think it's foolish to think that anybody in this, maybe people in this community think this, I don't know, but to think that you're going to build a $32 million project and it's not going to cost you a little bit of money to keep it up.
That's the question I constantly get, and I just want to make sure that I have a good response, and I tell them it's more efficient.
You know, they don't.
Yeah,
they vote in a PI levy every 5 years because they know that we need that money to maintain, you know, old buildings that we have. Well, now we're getting rid of two of them, and we're still going to, this is going to be our oldest. People know that whenever you buy anything new, it's not a done deal, you're done for 20 years. You know, I mean, I would hope that people would want somebody to be taking care of our new facility and it not being wrecked and not being trashed or because some group comes in and, you know, I see it that way. That's, you know, I don't have to spend my money. I'm the chief's money. But you know, our forecast did come out better. And we have the money that we have to put away for maintenance, don't we? The state makes us put, what is it, $55,000 a year. So if the state's making us put that kind of money away to maintain the building.
I don't see how we can't move forward with a full time. I mean, I think that it's there. I mean, it's not that I'm making a change of heart. I think financially we're a little bit better off, and I mean, we got quite a few people that are interested. A bigger pool to choose from, which we had 50 applicants. I mean, the more applicants, the better opportunity you have to find a quality person. And I think that if we go from 2 or 3, whatever the number is, to 14, I understand there's some that probably aren't qualified in those. You get a better opportunity to get somebody good that directly can make an impact on the students.
So Dave, you're just kind of moving forward with the process now with...
That's what I'm hearing from the board.
Like I said at the beginning, Cindy and I tried to discuss this position then. We felt that as good stewards of our district, we need to have somebody who's going to oversee these buildings and manage them. And it is a little bit more. Fortunately, with our situation with negotiations, we made up some money there, and our forecast is stronger than what it was. So I support having somebody to oversee our buildings. I think it only makes sense. I mean, like Cindy said, it's a $32 million project and we're not going to have somebody to run it. That's not being a good steward, in my opinion.
So you didn't change my mind. You still get to do it.
I'll go back to what I said in that email. I feel like I could support that. First of all, I think we should listen to 58,000 and they have their coaching and athletic experience and see what we get. I think we get more out of what you realize.
You don't list the number.
Well, I'm just saying.
I know.
I know, but
I'm letting you know that we don't list the number.
I'm just saying, what I'm saying right. Is this, though, is the number, if Manchester can do it, I think we can do it. And I think we have more. You can always come up, you can't come down, you know. But they have to have athletic and coaching experience. I mean, for me to be behind it, I can't believe we can't agree on that since it's an athletic director. I mean, that's his.
Well, if we called it something different, would that change it?
I probably wouldn't support it.
Okay. Well, and I got to tell you, what I need is I can't go into the process saying, okay, that has to be 58, it has to be this. He has to give me the flexibility as superintendent to go in and interview people, pick the best candidate. You know, I think my experience here has clearly demonstrated that I'm very frugal when it comes to money. I try to be very fiscally responsible for the district, and I would approach this position the same way. And whatever ends up coming from that process is what I would recommend.
What what's the you put in the update, because I'm not afraid to say, I mean, I had asked if I could be on the committee. What's that process? What's the committee consist of?
We have interviews set up that we can, if the board chooses not to go forward with it, we can cancel, but we have them set up for Wednesday and Thursday with the potential for final interviews the following Tuesday.
Wednesday, Thursday?
This week.
Like during the day?
Yeah, during the day. And with the potential for final interviews the following Tuesday during the day. And as I said in the update, I would certainly, obviously this is a position with differing opinions on the board, so I would say that I would need a recommendation from the board for somebody to sit on that committee. Mr. Yule has volunteered to do that.
Well, and actually, I'm going to recommend that nobody from the board sit on that committee. No offense to you, Lewis, but we have such a broad opinion as to what this individual should have, but what qualifications and not have, that I think it's best leaving it to the administration to interview and select the best candidate.
What is the, if a person from the board is on the committee, what's their role?
It depends. I mean, typically, you know, they sit, they may, some board members in that process want to be part of asking questions, and we split up questions and share them that way, kind of rotate who asks questions, and then typically when we sit afterwards and rank candidates and talk about their strengths and weaknesses and come up with a recommendation as to who would be on it.
The member is part of the decision-making process, and I think it's best left to the administration.
Well, months ago, I told Dave I wanted to be on the committee, but then I thought, as this progressed, I put myself off because I said, I want to be part of it.
And Dave, I told you I'd be a silent. I mean, for me, it's difficult. You're right, and I'll be the first to admit. I mean, am I going to go in there with predetermined judgments? No. Do I have qualities that I would like to see in your recommendation? Yeah, but ultimately it's your recommendation. And I mean, I don't see why anybody on the board would be opposed. I can sit there and I don't have to ask questions. I mean, that's fine. I mean, it is what it is, but I still would like to be a part of the committee. I mean, I will clear my schedule to do it. I mean, I know we had, you know, teacher agreement or teacher conversations, and Jennifer cleared her schedule, and we were okay with you being on that committee.
Yeah, no one else wanted to do it.
Right, nobody else wanted to do it, and I agree. I know, I didn't either. But, I mean, I don't understand why we're going to pick and choose what committees or what things we should be on and why we should select, well, maybe this one shouldn't have a board member on it.
No, I've been on the wrong one. I think if you're going to be silent, that's what you're saying, I don't have a problem if he's going to be silent. It'd just be a listener. Would you have a problem with that?
That's a board decision.
I understand, but if he's going to be silent and just listen, I don't have a problem with somebody who's going to be silent and listen.
I don't have a problem with him not being silent.
Well, but I mean, you just went through one.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what was your experience?
Well, me and Cindy have done it together.
To think that you're going to sit there and be silent and not participate is not going to happen. It's not going to happen because I mean, I could never do it either. You know, you're going
to. Well, if that's what it's going to take for me be able to be on the committee, I'm willing to do it. I mean, if I'm going to be voting on a position that I strongly am part of, I would like to be a part of it. I mean,
I
you
think
guys,
that's the point. You have strong opinions of the way this should go, and I think that's.
Well, it doesn't matter.
And that's why the superintendent makes the recommendation to the board.
Right. Well, I can tell you this.
Right. Absolutely, you do. You have the right to vote it down if you do not agree with his recommendation. But
how would me being in there, how is that going to defer or pick the person that Dave recommends? Are you guys worried about that?
No.
Okay. Well, then why would it be a problem that I'm in there?
It changes my mind.
say what you want.
Well, no, it's a board, it's not do what you want.
Clearly, my opinion doesn't count.
Mine either.
Yeah, so.
That's why we're all asking.
Just decide this so we can go home.
It's not, we've talked about this for 40 minutes.
It's funny when it's something that you feel strongly about, it's all good, but.
No, come on.
No, come on, because you speak up.
I do speak up, but I don't speak ad nauseam on it, I speak up, I say the point I'm done. You know, I mean.
If it was any other way, I'm sure it would have been support, any other argument.
No.
Do you need to move in the direction?
What I'm hearing, let me just clarify what I think I've heard. Is that proceed with this being an administrative position, go through the interview process and get back with a recommendation. And am I hearing that Mr. Yule will be the board representative on the committee?
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem. Unless somebody else wants to volunteer to be with him. And your administrators, if you have anything further to add?
The only thing that I would say is, in a little bit of discussion that Stephanie and I have had about July, you may want to take a look at trying to schedule a board meeting before July gets away from us because I'm on vacation July 1st to 9th.
She's also, we talked about that earlier today.
Eighth through the 19th.
I'll be on the top of the 14th. Yeah. I can't pick before.
Jennifer, you have a long time.
Yeah, what's the third Monday?
18th.
18th, and you're gone then?
When do you leave?
I'll be home then, I'll be home the last two.
The 8th.
So, 25th. Everybody will be here.
The only problem with that is, it may be too late, we're going to have Matt Collier do a presentation to the board, and I wonder if we could maybe set that up in the next 2 weeks, even if they can, is there a chance?
Well, I have to have a meeting the end of June.
So if we could do it then.
To do the appropriations to close the month of June. So, 29th, 30th would be great.
What day is that?
Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday.
I'm not available on the 29th, that's the Wednesday, right?
Yes.
I'm available on the 30th.
What about the 28th?
28th is fine.
28th is on Tuesday.
What time are we talking about this meeting? Evening?
I could do it.
You can?
We just have to have a, what is?
I need to have, it would be maybe a 5-minute meeting if that, just to finish up.
Mr. Collier doing the presentation.
Yeah, for 15, 20 minutes. If end of the day on the 28th, and you said you could do it in the evening, can we do?
That's the problem I have.
What's the latest in the day?
Well, if I can do mine on the 30th, if I can get three people to have a meeting to do what I need to do on the 30th, then you can have Matt anytime. You can go the first.
I can do the 30th.
I can do the 30th if you want to do it. One or two or something. But she just asked for.
Oh, for just my gosh, I thought you were then going back to the whole entire meeting.
Anytime.
Just me.
Yeah, I'm good with.
Just depends.
30th, and then we can figure something out for Matt to do his presentation.
June 30th?
30th.
Is there what's?
Because we really do need everybody, would we have to have everybody here for that? I know it's important, I'm not trying to discount it, but. Because it seems like it's going to be tough with the kids. The field house.
Oh.
Cindy, could you do noon on the 30th?
It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
What time of day are you meeting?
Yeah, for 5 minutes, yes.
That would be noon.
That's usually at lunchtime.
Well, I just didn't know.
I'm sorry.
I'm 11:30. Later in the day, maybe.
I'm 11:30.
Put it together.
11:30, that's fine.
Jeff, be there.
Okay, 11:30.
Okay, that takes care of what
Stephanie.
Thank you.
What is everybody's schedule for a field house? The presentation is that.
My schedule is not made for the next 2 weeks. I know my schedule, but after that, it could be, I could schedule something, have to be somewhere.
I mean.
Yeah, we're going to have to look at July.
Dave, is he on vacation or was he just not here tonight?
He was out of town tonight. So, I mean, we could potentially July 11th as a schedule would be a day that we won't be there on the 11th.
I'm going from the 9th through the 16th.
I'm fine on another Monday.
My bill will go on the 18th, or is there more people on the 18th?
I'm back on the 18th.
Just fine. It's across the hall.
You don't have to be there for the
next. No, I don't have to. I mean.
Can we do it on Tuesday?
It would be great if we could.
Just go.
But I guess the 30th, how late would you be, Jennifer? Is there any way?
You can't do the 30th.
Well, that's what I was looking at during the day, just later.
He's working second shift that day.
For the Friday first.
Oh, you're not, okay.
Sorry.
Keep your schedule, sorry.
Is the 18th too late for him?
You know, I don't know.
We need to find out what's in the.
Will the 18th work for everybody?
We can do that, but I think we have to change our schedule.
I'll talk to, what I'll do is I'll talk to him, see if that's too late, and then I'll get back with you if it is, and then I'll just confirm one way or the other.
So we'll do the 30th at 11:30, probably the 18th, and are we canceling the 11th? That's the committee hall.
That's a regular board meeting.
The 18th.
Well, the regular is going to be the 18th.
Right.
Oh, I thought you meant, then you're going to have to do that at the same time, is that
right? So, it's the 11th?
Yes.
But we don't have to decide that right now.
No, the 11th is better if we, if we're in.
The city's not.
I am not here.
No, that's true. So the 18th, stay with the 18th.
Yeah, I was just wondering if we were canceling the 11th also.
Well, you won't be here. Cindy won't be here.
So cancel the meeting on the 11th.
I think we just have one meeting on the 18th, and that should suffice.
Okay.
And then the 30th, I'll send this out. What's the 11th?
July.
We're going to have to run the 18th.
Eric, do you have anything?
Last week, the preschool finished up their desk audit for the step up to quality. We went through that and we're on track for a 5-star rating. So we will have an unannounced site visit in the fall. It'll probably be right around when school starts. But I just wanted to at least let you know of what will probably be preliminary good news. So, thanks.
I just wanted to update you on the summer programs. We had Camp Invention the week of June 6th. We had 73 students, grades 1 through 6. This is a STEM program. It's a hands-on science and math program. It was very successful. We started our summer book club last Wednesday. We have 110 students enrolled, and that's grades 1 through 4. It meets every Wednesday all summer. We're doing it a little bit differently this year. We applied for a grant through Jennings, and our teachers are receiving training. We have 10 teachers that are working with our literacy coach for graduate work, And so they are doing field work at our summer book club, and they're applying the strategies that they're learning at the book club. We started K-Ready last Wednesday. That's for our incoming kindergarten students. We have 45 signed up for that, and that's every Wednesday out at Johnson's Corners. Our middle school summer slide, that's an online program, and we have 28 students enrolled in that currently. And then we also were included in Wadsworth High School, or Wadsworth City Schools wrote a grant, and they included Norton and Barberton. So we've had teachers attend STEM training and coding training, and then we were permitted to have our students attend that, and that will be at Wadsworth High School. It's a STEM camp. So the teachers receive training from NASA, and then they planned the camp with that training, and then the coding camp, they had, I believe code.org came in and trained our teachers, and then they're planning the coding camp, so.
So I wanted to tell everybody congratulations on a great year. This was a long one, but we got there. Congratulations to the new teachers, welcome to them, although I don't think there's any of them. And thanks to the teachers for working with the negotiations and the contract. That went smoothly. The meeting that was done at the high school the other day, and it is absolutely incredible. It's awesome. So I encourage you to take advantage of those scores. And the cafeteria down here is just amazing. When you're done here, walk down and look at the cafeteria that's going in, or the cafeteria lunchroom. That's supposed to be locked. It's really incredible to see the work that's going on. So again, thank you to the community for supporting that, because without all that support, we would never have this for students. It's incredible.
Summer's going fast. It's all right, but I hope it's all right.
Mr. Yule? Mr. Knight? Mrs. Bennett?
Yay, calves.
I was going to say it.
And closing for me, graduation was a wonderful experience. And I'd like to thank the administrators, Mr. Shane, and everybody who put that together. The students were phenomenal to me and everyone. And they did a terrific job. And congratulations to Northeast Ohio. Now they treated the city of Cleveland last night. Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Second, call the board, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Welch?